Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Hi, Jim. I want to thank you for our 10 years of conversations, which have always been civil and thoughtful, even when we disagreed strongly. You are a great friend doing great work.
20,000 interviews and 10,000 hours of live radio.
A big congratulations to the man that makes us all sound good. Proud to be part of your brain trust, Jim.
Welcome back, celebrating the third decade of the Small Business Advocate Show. In the third decade of the Small Business, of the 21st century. Well, I'm glad you're here. I'm Jim Blasingame, and we're having a great visit with our good friend Karen Kerrigan, one of my heroes on the planet, president of the Small Business and Entrepreneurship Council, SBEcouncil.org. Karen, tell us about SBE Council.
You bet, Jim. For 25 years now, we've been working hard for small business and advocacy research education organization. We have 100,000 small business owners throughout the country. We work to protect small business, promote entrepreneurship, and our members is our intellectual capital. Mm-hmm. is our gold, and we really count on them to be involved and advocate with us and for us. And you know, we're just so passionate about what we do. And,
And they're keeping people posted, folks. Right now, Karen's working so hard to keep you, if you're involved, if you know her, if you know the organization and you're part of it, which you can join. All you got to do is go to the website and join, sbecouncil.org. I encourage you to do that. And if you can, contribute to their cause. Karen, a couple of things I want to say, and then I'm going to set you up for giving us a further report on this CARE program. The money that they're talking about giving to individuals, up to $3,000 a family at a time, that kind of thing, I don't think the government should give that money to people who have jobs. If you've got a job and you're in some there's some possibility you could miss a payroll or get laid off or something like that, I think they should give that money to the business. And let the business, let that money go into the operation and help them fund payroll. So if the employee has to stay home, they can train, they can do courses online, they can deal with customers online, whatever. But the money ties, the same dollar helps the business and the employee, and it keeps the employee tied to the business. What do you think?
Yeah, Jim, I definitely hear what you're saying. And you know, I think, you know, the one issue that comes up in that, you know, is, well, first of all, the CARES Act and the SBA loan program that's embedded in the CARES Act would do that. I mean, basically, it would, you know, provide the resources so that small businesses can keep these employees and do exactly what you said.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the other, I know what you're saying in terms of the government just throwing money out the door to every individual.
We've seen the Obama administration didn't help much.
How do we know, you know, who's going to, how long this is going to go on,
mm-hmm.
and whether a person that has a job today or even through June gets laid off in July? But I know, but really, you're right. I mean, I am firmly behind what you're saying. We need to support the businesses so the businesses keep the employees, they have
right.
their health care,
and that
all
way,
those things.
And that way, when the president or whoever says, okay, folks, let's go back to work, There's nothing has to happen except instead of working from home, I come back to the office. Everything else
right.
has been the same. Even if payroll has to be discounted 25% or something like that for now.
Yeah, Jim. And the nice thing is that with the CARES Act and the SBA loans, you know, the amount that would be forgiven that we talked about in the last segment, you know, from March to June 30th, you have payroll, health insurance premiums, money that has to be paid for either FMLA or paid leave. There's a lot of flexibility, mortgage payments, so there's a lot of flexibility. The payroll piece is what will be forgiven.
Mm-hmm.
But, and again, the nice thing is that no collateral required, no personal guarantee required. Those are the types of things that are going to make this money move quickly out
That's
of
right.
the banks, right?
That's right.
Into the hands of business owners. And then the covered loan risk weight is 0%, which addresses a lot of the regulatory issues that we talked about.
Does it include the abatement of payroll tax for a period?
So, I mean, that the loan will be forgiven from March 1st.
No, but I'm talking about the payroll tax, the 15%+. They were talking about abating that for a while.
Yeah, Jim. So that's part of the tax provisions that are included in the CARE Act,
right.
where, yeah, there would be that the employer side of the payroll tax, you know, would be forgiven, for a significant amount of time.
Right.
You know, half of it would be paid back, I think, by the end of the year. The other half, not until 2021.
And quickly, Karen, the Fed has their own. I've only got a few seconds. The Fed has their own package they're working on concurrently, right? Quickly.
That's right. And that is another small business piece to complement what the SBA will do. But they need to do that just in case this legislation doesn't
pass. And they need to tell us how to get to the discount window. That's what I don't even know where it is. I've been asking, when I go there, will I get fries with that? I'm still asking that question. Hey, thanks, Karen. SBECouncil.com. Karen, good job today. Come back soon.
You bet, Jim. We will.
Karen Kerrigan, ladies and gentlemen, a great American, one of our great leaders, especially right now. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.